Chasing Big Joe, 125, 106.3. The Game Predators in action tonight against the Los Angeles Kings. Max Herz will have pregame for you at 8 o'clock. And we say hello now to the head coach of the Nashville Predators, Andrew Brunette, who's on the line with us. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. Doing good.
Thanks so much for doing this. As you have gone through your first year as the head coach of the Predators, I know that we've talked to you and you've talked about this after games, that, I mean, it's still a process. And while some may look that this team is a little bit ahead of schedule, so to speak, you still have a young group. You have some veterans in there that are doing their thing, but you obviously are still learning some things. They're still learning some things. So when you face teams like Dallas that you got a couple of wins against, and then Vegas the other night that beat you 4-1, LA tonight, how important are those games to go up against those upper echelon teams in the league?
Well, I think they're really important for the growth of our group when you play the top teams, and the process that we go through, and then the investment in our game is so critical. Where we are right now as a young group, and a group that's learning kind of on the win on the fly here a little bit. Obviously, we're very fortunate with the great leadership we have of the guys that have won, and they've done an unbelievable job of bringing an understanding to our group. And for the young guys, it's a great experience to play, especially this time of year. We're getting close to the break, and it's kind of part of the season where the good teams start separating. So we're in one, and it'll be a real hard one again tonight.
It's interesting when I talk to people and Preds fans and, you know, others, they bring up Roman Josi, your captain, and they're like, something seems off. What's going on? And I try to explain that, you know, he's in a different system. He's had to adapt to that. What have you seen out of him as he's adapted to what you're trying to do as opposed to what he's done in the past? And do you think that there's even another level for him potentially?
Yeah, I think it speaks to his selflessness as a teammate. To maybe hurts his game a little bit at times, production wise, or maybe even the flash of you know, he would lug the puck up the ice and we're asking him to move it a little quicker, but he's been completely selfless in that he's trying to adjust. He's a total buy-in, and I think he's just trying to find the cadence of where he can get more offense and where he could be a little bit more active. And it takes a little while. I think the last few games, I think he's really took a step, you know, where he's starting to pick his spots, to understand, to be himself a little bit. I think when early on he was just trying to be robotic or trying to do exactly, and again, speaks of his selflessness, kind of exactly, you know, what the system or what the details that we want as a coaching staff, and maybe he's taken away a little bit of his I guess his freedom or his freelancing ability, and that wasn't the case at all. So I think he's starting to figure out what, you know, what our expectation, what, you know, where can he go, where he can't go, and, you know, where parts of the system can he really, you know, expose his great skills, you know. So I think it's a little bit of a learning with him. And again, it speaks of his character that he's willing to do whatever we ask. I just, you know, there is a gray area in what we ask, and we're just basically finding that out right now.
We're talking to Predators head coach Andrew Brunette. And, Coach, I love asking other coaches about this. You guys have been really good on the road. You're 11-8-1. Going the road, do you put it out there, the us versus the world mentality? Because I've asked other coaches the same question, and they kind of differentiate on what their approach is. But I would think I would like that. Like, all right, it's just us versus the world now. Is that kind of your approach to what you guys do on the road?
Yeah, a little bit. Maybe not quite to that level, but I think it, when you go on the road, your group really gets tight. There's no distractions and there's no outside influences. It's just you, you know, and especially when you get on these trips where, you know, we have a few days and the guys bond, and we've kind of had a stretch where, you know, we're at home a lot. So for us to get on the road, maybe takes a little of the pressure off of having to perform at home. We've had a hard time at home, you know, the last month or so. So this takes a little bit of pressure off, and there's that bonding ability. And when you're on the road and you play, it just seems to tighten the group up. And we've been really good of late, and this is obviously a big trip here coming.
You've been around hockey a long time. Have you ever been through the first part of the season where we've had games that have come down to the final horn, both for you and against you? I think it would drive me insane. I don't think I could do that. But have you ever been around that kind of chaos, fun, and bad at the same time?
Yeah, Not really. You know, it was kind of funny. Well, not funny. It was devastating before Christmas. I don't ever remember losing a game or even winning a game like that, you know, where you're, you know, you're 13 seconds left and you give up two goals. That one was a rotten couple of days at Christmas. It kind of wrecked your Christmas break, but I've never seen that. You know, I've seen some, you know, funky things for sure in the game. You know, I've seen things like the other night, you know, with 2 seconds left or whatever it was, the car goal. But the Dallas game, I've never been a part of one, and hopefully I never have to be a part of one on the other side again. I don't mind the other way, but hopefully I'll never have to see that one again.
We're talking to Predators head coach Andrew Brunette, and I know there's been some articles written about that you'll watch other sports like soccer or basketball and look at some things that you can take away from that work in hockey. What are some examples of things that maybe you've pulled from other sports that you can use in your coaching?
Yeah, good question. No, I think I watch them all, and I think spacing would be the word that always comes to mind, and especially in our game, the speed of it, the size of the guys, the small ice surface. So how do you create some space? And I think, you know, I was watching football the other day with, you know, and it's everywhere, and how route running and sending guys different areas, and how do I create a little space for an opening? So that's kind of where my mind goes when I'm watching all these things. And, you know, soccer, I think, you know, where it's been and where it's, you know, total football, that kind of thing, where they're stretching the zones and they're pressing and they're taking away time and space the best they can in a big, big field. So I really kind of try to pick little things, you know, I read up on a lot of tactics in soccer, which I'm kind of a sports nerd, so kind of love that stuff. And, you know, with basketball, I think the 3-point shot and the spacing and the driving and the cutting, how do you create offense, and how do you play defense by taking away space? So it's really intriguing for me, and it doesn't all apply, but I think if you watch it enough, I think you might find some sequences that look familiar. But it's something that I really enjoy, and again, football, I love you know, Kyle Shanahan, what he does, and all his guys, how they create, how they change direction, and how they change, you know, their approach. So it's just, again, the sports nerd in me that you know, can't watch a game just to enjoy it, sort of thing.
Did you play other sports growing up and that kind of attributed to it? Or just like you said, you're a sports nerd and just like to watch them all?
Well, I think I play, you know, I'm from the generation of especially Northern Ontario. We played, you know, hockey from Labor Day to Easter. And then we played baseball when the snow melted to Labor Day, you know. So, but we played every, you know, I was at the playground playing every sport you can possibly play. You know, we play basketball. We play, you know, I play tennis, still do. You know, I played some soccer. So I've kind of, you know, played them all, just for fun, nothing serious. So I love the multi-sport and playing different things. And I just think it, you know, translates so much to sport in general. I think today our kids are, you know, they're just focused on one sport and one thing. And I think the diversity of other sports and, you know, tennis, the angles, the mental toughness, well, and then just even the skill of the quickness on the court, they all bring something to hockey. And I think that's a great thing about sport. And I think that's great when, you know, the best thing I ever did is I play a little everything. And, you know, obviously loved hockey. That was my love. And, you know, but the other things, I love playing flag football. You know, we never had tackle football in Northern Ontario back in the day. So we you know, play two-hand touch or tackle with no equipment on. But playing every sport, I think, for me, allowed me to, you know, play in the NHL for 17 years.
Coach, so much has changed in Nashville in 25 years. I want to ask you a deep question. Where did you live 25 years ago when you played for the Nashville Predators?
I lived in Franklin, right by Centennial High School. We had a couple of us had townhouses kind of tucked behind there. So, and I, you know, I went about down there early in the year just to see it again. And I can't believe we couldn't even recognize the traffic and everything that's gone up there. I was like, what? Just like when I played Legends, we used to play Legends and played there early for Brent Peterson's, his golf tournament. Yeah. And I couldn't believe, right? I remember just being at Fields to get there and the housing and the, you know, I'm just like, wow.
I was curious because I used to work with Mike Dunham's wife, and then she visited Nashville last year. Like, I don't recognize Nashville, and I was just wondering if that's the same for you.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I had the luxury of I didn't recognize Franklin, but I mean, being in the league and coming every year, you know, coming to Nashville every year for games, you'd see, you know, 16 cranes or be a new building, a new hotel
right.
Every time. So you just the progression of that. But it was eye-opening to get out to Franklin and Brentwood, just see the expansion of the city. Yeah, and I didn't, you know, even now sometimes I don't recognize Nashville. Like when we're at the Centennial practice, you know, everything that's going up around there and Broadway. And it's totally different. I kind of miss the old Nashville too. I thought it had a real good charm to it. But obviously for the city, it's pretty cool how big it's gotten.
Well, hopefully you're here for the next 25 years too, so we can watch the city grow together.
Well, hopefully there's no more games like that Dallas game at home. I don't know if I'm making 25.
Right. Well, Coach, best of luck tonight against L.A. and the rest of the road trip, and we'll see you Monday back in Smashville against the Florida Panthers.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Andrew Brunette, head coach of the Nashville Predators, joining us here on the program. I mentioned that I had a Vanderbilt basketball thought. I do want to get to that.
Sure.
Coming up next, but appreciate Bruno for joining us. I had the times wrong, so it was 9:45, not 9:30. So that's on me.
Yeah, all right.
But
it takes a really big, good boss man to admit he made a mistake.
Hey, I admit when I make a mistake, but I'm glad to have Bruno on the show. And the Predators, again, in action tonight against the LA Kings. Pregame at 8, puck drop at 9 here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.